But that was the beginning. I wrote another song for Grace Kelly. I've always admired, we all admire beautiful women, but everyone has their dream world, their image that they fit into their dream world. Some, like Elizabeth Taylor, may not fit into somebody else's dream world, vice versa with other girls. My only, reluctance was, or my only, the good Lord would show me all these beautiful women, as long as I remembered his word, to look and don't touch. That was easier said than done. And of course, as later books will reveal, I touched quite a bit. But I can also say, I praise the good Lord for leading me out of the things I could have done more, if not for Jesus Christ's blessings, and at least with his grace to my two wives, Miss Vicky and Miss Jan, there was no affair until I married them. But these women were beautiful, for knowns and unknowns. I go way back to 1940. I saw her on the hill. I was in Ellenville, New York at the time, in the bungalow colonies up there. She was so beautiful. She had black hair. I don't know her name. I never approached her. Somebody asked today on an earlier show on July 6th of 94 about something about dreaming. I said, what did I want to be? I haven't any idea. And I forgot to really answer that, but on the air, I think maybe Mr. McCarthy's show. But I really always dreamed of finding a fairy princess, of going into the fairy tales of the Wizard of Oz and those things, and finding an enchanted land with a princess like Snow White, where we never got old. In fact, there was a time when I was very young, I almost wanted to do that with a friend, to go into the forests of New Jersey and maybe find an enchanted fairy, young princess, I should say. You know, people get the wrong idea. But we almost wanted to do that, but we were extremely young, and we changed our minds, a friend of mine, very shortly. But finding that eternal woman who never grows old has always been the dream, the eternal beauty.